Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Abby the Podcast Lady. I'm Abby Graves, your podcasting coach, producer, and number one hype woman for getting you to hit record on your own show. Now, if you've been in the podcasting space for a minute, you might have heard about a little event called PodFest. And by little, I mean, it's huge. It is the event to attend if you are in the podcasting space. You may even be getting fed ads right now for PodFest. I know my feed has been full of targeted ads lately on social media. Instagram and Facebook have been like the biggest ones trying to get people to sign up to go to PodFest. It's a huge annual conference that happens in Orlando, Florida, where creators and hosts and editors and just general storytellers from all over the world come together and share ideas and just get to be podcast nerds together for a long weekend, be in a space where everyone speaks the same language and genuinely cares about the industry. Last January, I attended PodFest for the very first time, and let me tell you, it completely changed my outlook on the industry. I loved the industry before, but I left that weekend loving it even more than I possibly thought that I ever could have. That weekend totally flipped the script on how I saw podcasting as a whole. And this year, I'm not just attending PodFest, I actually get to speak at PodFest, which insane. Never thought that would be happening. So today I want to take you behind the scenes of what that first experience at PodFest taught me and how it transformed my perspective on the podcasting landscape and what I'm really most excited for this year. I just want to give you a little sneak preview of what's to come at PodFest 2026. So my introduction to this conference actually started exactly a year ago. Literally a year ago this week is when I was first being fed ads for PodFest 2025. I kept seeing them pop up on Facebook and Instagram, and I just kind of kept scrolling past them because I was kind of in a space where I was seeing a lot of like online conference ads, like sign up for this webinar, sign up for this, get this free download. Like I was just bombarded with that on a daily basis. So it honestly took a lot for me to actually click on one of the PodFest ads I was seeing just because I was in such a saturated space with it. I'm like, I don't have time for another online conference. I don't want to sign up for another thing where I'm getting bombarded with emails. Like this just ain't it. But those ads were relentless. And I'm so glad that they were because I finally clicked on it. I'm like, okay, what is PodFest? What is this thing? Because then I found out it wasn't an online conference. It was actually an in-person one. And I realized it was happening in Orlando, Florida. And I looked at the dates and I'm like, well, I guess I'm not doing anything that week. But as a self-employed person who only had been self-employed for like less than 6 months at that point, I'm like, Can I go to a conference? Is that something I'm capable of? Can I pull this off financially too, with the limited time that I have being self-employed and trying to get this business off the ground and get through its first year successfully? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Should I go? Shouldn't I? I toiled over it literally for a full week. I just kept clicking on the PodFest website and looking at it and closing it out and looking at it and closing it out. And I realized that it was something that was so specific to what I was looking for. Being self-employed for about 6 months at that point, I was feeling not alone and abandoned, but I mean, I had gone from working at a company with branches all across the country, and then I worked for a local county organization that had 900 employees, and then all of a sudden, I was self-employed. It was just Abby at Abby Graves Productions. And I realized, oh, I'm kind of lonely. I feel like I'm kind of all alone in this world. And I didn't know anyone else who was doing what I was doing, being a podcast producer. I was kind of just trying to figure things out on my own. And I realized that if I attended this PodFest, maybe I could meet some more people who were like me, trying to do this on their own, or maybe working for a company, or just trying to find other people who had a shared interest in the podcasting space. And I'm like, you know what? This is what people do if they want to be successful. They find other people doing what they're doing. So I ended up booking a ticket to PodFest. And there was actually a ticket increase that was happening on like the last day of October. I actually called Liz from Sunny Mary Meadow, Rotodegra Tourism Podcast. She was my first client and my friend. I'm like, you know what? I want to do this and I think you should come do it too. And she's like, well, why would I do it? She's like, I have a podcast, but why would I go to a conference on this? And I told her that there was actually a entire learning track dedicated to being an author with a podcast. Liz had unfortunately lost her husband to a heart attack a few years prior, and she was working on a memoir. At that point, it was just sitting in a document on her computer, and she's like, I don't know what to do with this. I know I want it to be a book, but I don't know what the next steps are. I'm like, well, if we go to this conference, I can go focus on the monetization tracks and the editing tracks and that sort of thing, and you can focus on the author track, and you can go learn about how to take your podcast and your book and turn it into an actual published book. And maybe that's what we'll figure out when we're there. And she's like, okay, let's do it. So right before the ticket increase hit, I actually booked our tickets. I booked our flights. I booked our hotel. I just took care of everything. I'm like, okay, block off your calendar for this week in January, because we are going to Orlando, Florida for a podcasting conference. And I think it didn't really hit us that we were actually doing that until we were like on the plane heading down there. And we're like, what are we doing with our lives? We're going to a podcasting conference. Who's even going to be there? Like, we didn't know what to expect for attendance. We honestly didn't really know what to expect for speakers and learning opportunities, because we had searched it and we looked at the website, but we didn't know exactly what we were getting into. We're like, what if there's only 20 people here? What if it's so tiny? And we were just kind of going in blind and just hoping for the best. And we're like, you know, if anything, if it's horrible, we'll just hang out in Orlando for a few days and then come back home. It's a vacation, whatever. We'll figure it out as we go. So we get down to Orlando, Florida, and we actually didn't stay at the hotel where the conference was happening. It was happening at the Renaissance at SeaWorld, which is right across the parking lot from the SeaWorld amusement park. You can actually hear the screams from the roller coasters, which is kind of fun. And it's happening at the same place this year, but we are both early risers, and we stayed at, I think it was a Hampton Inn and Suites a couple blocks away. So we woke up, had our continental breakfast, and got over to the place where the conference was happening. And we walked into this beautiful, like immaculate lobby, and the lights were hardly on. Like, we were there at like 8 a.m. We were there way too early. I don't even think the thing started until like, I want to say the first PodFest sessions were maybe at like 10 or 11. We were there like insanely early, just because we're both very punctual people and we can't control ourselves. And we thought, well, there's going to be a line to check in. We got to get our badges. We got to get all that squared away. There was no one in line. We just walked right up and got them. I think the volunteers were even a little surprised that we were there that early, but I don't know. We didn't know what to expect. So we were just kind of flying by the seat of our pants, but it actually worked out pretty well because Liz was in the very beginning process of working on the concept of her venue, the Bloom Room, that is actually opening this week. A lot has happened in this past year, but we actually spent a lot of time walking around the hotel lobby because they had all these like really unique furniture pieces, and insert video here of her like tipping chairs over to figure out what brand they are and like what the styles are, because that's how we spent the morning waiting for PodFest to start, is scoping out furniture, because that just seemed like the right way to kill time. So PodFest gets started, and once it was actually going, we were honestly blown away by just the level of knowledge that was being shared. We were kind of thinking like, ooh, you know, maybe it's going to be a little gatekeepy. People are going to be keeping secrets to like how they've been successful. Like, we didn't know what to expect, but right out of the gate, we realized that this was a place of learning and sharing and growing together. No one was there to keep secrets. No one was there to gatekeep their strategies. Everyone was sharing what they had learned, how they had been successful, what they've done differently. so then we could then apply it to our own shows and content. It was apparent right from the jump. There was no secrets being kept here. It was a weekend dedicated to sharing the knowledge you have with the person sitting next to you in hopes of lifting them up and then them lifting you up as well, which I thought was really cool. And I was so concerned about that. I'm like, oh, what if this is just a big secret kind of thing? And it definitely wasn't. And literally within the first 10 minutes of our sessions, because I went to the monetization one, Liz went to the author one, we had texted each other. I said, this is amazing. And she said, I'm going to leave this weekend with a book deal. She literally texted that to me. I don't know if I screenshotted it or not. If I screenshotted it, I will insert it in the video version of this podcast. But she literally said, by the end of this weekend, I am going to have a book deal. 10 minutes into this thing starting. And she did. She had a book deal by the end of it. And that woman, she puts her mind to something and it's going to get done, which I find fascinating and inspiring. I got to have her on the podcast at some point. It was incredible what we had learned over the course of the weekend. She went to multiple meetings. She pitched her book. She ended up walking away with a contract from Morgan James Publishing. Her book actually is going to be available for pre-order by the time PodFest 2026 rolls around, which I think is incredible. And I am so proud of her. And it's just incredible what had come from that, just taking a chance on going to PodFest. And I'm so eternally grateful that we went. It was just so cool because everyone was there to learn and share and connect. There wasn't any ego. There wasn't any competition. Like, it was just pure collaboration. I, like I mentioned, went to the sessions about monetization. I went to a lot of the ones on editing. I went to a lot of the ones on video podcasting. I popped in on some AI ones as well. That was kind of my main focus for the weekend, is how can I make this process simple and help my clients hopefully monetize, and what strategies can we put in place to help them be successful? But honestly, the most powerful moments weren't even those sessions. Those sessions were fantastic, and I'm genuinely looking forward to going to them again this year, because I know they're all going to be different, but kind of the same, like, general topics. But what I really liked was the connection in the hallways and the breaks between the sessions, because that's where we got to know each other. And those spontaneous conversations with other podcasters were just... it filled my cup so much, because we're all chasing big dreams. We're all experimenting with what we're doing, and we're all showing up consistently, which is so dang hard. But if you have people you know that are rooting for you, it makes showing up consistently so much easier. And meeting those people in the hallways, making those friends, it truly turned into its own kind of like little ecosystem. Podcasting is... it is an ecosystem. You got to lean on other people and their skill sets to be successful. It thrives on relationships, not algorithms. Algorithms are important. Don't get me wrong. They're very important. And we do have to kind of bow to our algorithm overlords sometimes. But we got to keep in mind, too, that the relationship side of podcasting is just as important as posting, and posting consistently and adding the right tags to things. By the end of the weekend, I had an entire notebook full of notes. Like, it was just, honestly, I should pull it up and look through them. My handwriting is so bad. This year, I'm bringing an iPad and taking notes on an iPad because I can't read my own writing. But I just consumed so much wonderful information. And there were just some key lessons that really stuck with me. One of them being, connection beats perfection. The most impactful shows are not the ones with the flawless audio or the fancy studios, I say as I'm recording in my own fancy studio. But they're the ones where the listeners are feeling seen and heard and represented and learning something, and there's valuable information being shared. So sometimes, oftentimes actually, the show that you put out isn't going to be flawless. It's not going to be the most perfect show in the entire world, but there's going to be something of value in there. And if it's providing value to other people, that is worth its weight in gold. The other big lesson that I took away is that collaboration creates momentum. I left feeling PodFest just reinvigorated. I felt like I just had this like light in my heart that I wanted to shine out for the entire world and spread the good news of podcasting. I met so many people that I later collaborated with. I met fellow editors that I can now call in a pinch, which, oh my gosh, that is so valuable. We've actually helped each other out in some cases. And I did not realize that there were so many other podcast editors out there like me. And that was so awesome. I can't wait to see them all again this year. I genuinely cannot wait to connect with the fellow editors in the room, because we are a special type of people. And when we can sit down and speak each other's language over lunch a few times in a long weekend, it is just, chef's kiss perfection. I also met a bunch of new friends and I can't wait to see them all. I know a lot of them are posting that they're coming on Instagram, so can't wait to catch up with you guys there. I even ended up getting a new client out of it who is also a friend, Mark Hicks. I am so excited to see him in person again at PodFest. He is actually a fellow author. So Liz introduced me to Mark, and Mark has been my client now for almost a year, and I help produce his show, The Learning Love Podcast. It's in collaboration with his foundation, Learning Love Foundation, which I think everyone should go and listen to his show, not just because he's my client, but because there's some really good, valuable information he shares about building happy and healthy relationships. So shout out, Mark. Can't wait to see you again at PodFest this year. And it's just so cool, the collaboration that came from one short weekend in Orlando, Florida. The other big lesson that I wanted to mention that I took away from this is that the industry is evolving, and it's evolving fast. There's so many new AI tools. There's video podcasting. There's niche communities. The landscape is definitely shifting, but instead of that being scary and intimidating and just shutting down and not evolving because it seems like it's just too much to do, the weekend at PodFest made me feel excited about the changes that were happening in podcasting. There's room for everyone's voice. It is not oversaturated. You have a story to tell, and there's an audience hungry for it. And that was just something that has sat with me in my chest since last year. And every time someone comes to me and they're like, I'm thinking about starting a podcast, but everyone's got a podcast, so I don't know, I think I'm just going to skip it. Like, no, your story is just as important as the person next to you who, yeah, might have a podcast, but guess what? They don't have your story. You're the only one with your story. So it's just so cool that the industry is diversifying and there's room for everyone to learn and grow and be a part of it. And I can't wait for this year. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait for that feeling to come over me again. Speaking of that giddy feeling, I actually have an entirely different level to that giddy feeling that I am excited for and the butterflies in my stomach for PodFest this year, because I am not just going as a person with an editor pass. Last year I was an editor, Liz was creator. This year I have a different label going on my name badge, and that is speaker. Pew, 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 pew. Cute little siren noise here. I am actually one of the selected speakers at PodFest. Oh my gosh, saying that out loud, it's just like, I have goosebumps. I remember sitting there last year and watching the speakers get up on stage, and I was thinking, wow, they have so much valuable knowledge to share. I would love to be up there. I don't know what I would talk about, but I think it would just be so cool to be the expert on stage, sharing these ideas and inspiring other people. And this year I get to do that. That someday has arrived, and that someday comes up the week of January 15th. So speaker applications opened over the summer, and I have been avidly following the PodFest pages all across social media because I am a total nerd for this fest expo now. And the second that speaker applications opened, I sent my application in because I'm like, I don't know how long speaker applications are open, but I am not missing out on this opportunity to throw my hat into the ring. Submitted my application and didn't hear anything. There was no updates. It just kept getting an email saying speaker applications are open, apply now. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe they saw mine and thought, she's not ready for this. And I'm like, you know what? That's okay. They're in charge. They know what's best for their conference. And I already have my ticket, so I'm going anyway. I don't even care. So I just silently sat there and waited. And then turns out over 400 people applied to be speakers at PodFest. Go figure, you know, an entire conference dedicated to professional talkers. And yeah, a lot of us want to get on stage and talk. So there was over 400 apps that came in. Somehow, by some miracle, the stars aligned and they selected me to be one of the speakers at PodFest. And I am beyond excited. I can't wait. I'm going to be talking about how your podcast is more than just an audio format. It can be the center of everything that you create online. And it's just something I firmly believe in. It's something I practice every day with not only myself, but with my clients. And I can't wait to share how podcasting inspires me and inspire other people. It's just such a gift. I'm so excited to be a speaker at PodFest this year. Like, I just, the fact that I get to spread the same happy, joyful energy about the industry that people did last year, and it just lit a fire in me. I can hopefully light a fire in someone else. Like, I'm just really looking forward to it. So if you're coming to PodFest this year, please come and say hi, come to my speech. I don't know what day or time my speech is happening yet. That has not been revealed to anyone. They haven't finalized the schedule yet, but I will be speaking. And when I know, you'll know, because obviously I'll be posting about it all across the internet because I'm shameless that way. But I am so excited and it's going to be great. It's going to be so wonderful. Oh, I'm just like so excited. I got to start working on the speech and like make sure it's all coherent because I don't want to get up there and just be like, I'm just excited to be here. I promise it won't be that. I have 3 months to figure this out. So just to kind of put a bow on things here, I want to give you my key takeaways from my journey with PodFest, which honestly has been going on for about a year now because that's when I bought my tickets last year. Number one is never underestimate the power of community. The people that you meet in this space can change your career and your mindset. It's just the power of being around like-minded individuals. There's truly nothing like it. Number two, keep showing up. You never know who is watching your consistency and where it might lead, who you might be inspiring, who you might be lighting a fire within. Keep showing up. Keep sharing your information. My light bulb just died if you're watching the video version of this and it just flickered. Oh, it's back on. I'm leaving that part in. That's real life, man. And then the third takeaway is don't just consume the industry. You got to contribute to it. One of my favorite sayings is if you want a village, you have to be a villager. And showing up to things like PodFest, if you're in the podcasting industry, like other expos, like volunteer opportunities in whatever industry you're in, you need to contribute to it if you want to see it thrive. Show up. Be a villager in your village. So if I can encourage you to do anything today, I want to encourage you to go where your people are. Show up, learn, and let yourself be inspired because the next time you walk into a room full of podcasters, you might just realize you're not just part of the industry, you are the industry. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Abby the Podcast Lady. If this episode sparked something in you, please share it with a fellow podcaster or tag me on Instagram. I'd love to hear what you took away from this episode. And if you're heading to PodFest, I would love to see you at PodFest. Let's hook up there and make friends and make connections. It's such a wonderful opportunity. And if you're looking to get tickets, I have the link down in the show notes below. Until next time, find your people and let's hit record.